Imagine the neighbors listening to that time and time again. Let me take a call or two. Hi. English. Oh, that's right. We got a studio audience member. Let me go to him first.
I'm a medical student. I have to work down at Grady Memorial Hospital, and one of the more unpleasant aspects of our job when we're taking care of patients is having to do a rectal exam.
Oh, idiot.
Well, I wanted to tell you a story about one of my fellow classmates. He had to go into a rectal exam on this one gentleman, and in the midst of doing the exam, the fellow started to moan as soon as he started to massage his prostate. So, my friend immediately got up and ran out of the room, refused to go back in there and finish the interview with this patient. And I was just wondering, what would you have done in those circumstances?
Well, I think you'd have to finish the interview, as you so delicately put it. And, you know, whether or not he's moaning, it just means easier access if the man is familiar with the procedure in a recreational basis. Most of us who the only thing that passes that fetid environ is an intestinal sculpture, react poorly to the whole digital procedure with ouch. That's what you're more accustomed to, the retreating, the little climbing of the table. But when someone actually returns the pressure gratefully with a satisfied when the man, normally, you know, we put that off. I haven't had that done in 3 or 4 years. And now as I approach my geezing years, it should be done with a repeated regularity. But, you know, there are big articles in the paper. Guys are not doing it, and henceforth they're dying of a easily treated cancer if found it early enough. But yet we don't go. But when you see a guy showing up at your office, like for a regular Wednesday appointment for the procedure, then, you know, full well that maybe, just maybe, this guy's prostate's in too good a health. You know what I'm saying? How's that blood test going around? You got a question? A further question?